You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Across the country, eggs have been lacking, and the price of the few cartons available has gone up by 16% since November 2022. But the reason for our egg shortage marks a positive change in the welfare expectations of captive bred animals. The phased ban on battery cages came to its final stage as we entered 2023, meaning these cages are now 100% illegal to use in New Zealand. Today I spoke with the head of campaigns for the animal welfare organisation SAFE, Jess Chambers, about what this new ban of battery cages means for egg farming and what could come in the future of the egg industry. New Zealanders have been up in arms about the current egg shortage, but I understand the banning of battery cages does mark an important change in the welfare expectations of caged hens. For our listeners who might not know the reality of the lives caged hens live, can you explain why New Zealand has actually banned battery cages?
Yeah, so battery cages are very small little metal cages. They give hens inside of them space less than the size of an A4 sheet of paper to live on. All a hen in a battery cage can do is eat, drink, and lay eggs, and that's it. There's no room to move around. There's no place to rest comfortably. They can't exhibit any normal behaviours that a hen would naturally do. So New Zealand has what's called the Animal Welfare Act, and this act states that all animals must be allowed the ability to express normal patterns of behaviour. And obviously hens crammed into a battery cage or a colony cage can't express natural behaviours, and this is why they were banned. So it was 10 years in the making. The industry had 10 years to phase out battery cages because they breached the law, and that's what had happened on January the 1st. All battery cages were gone for good in New Zealand.
That sounds really interesting. So now that battery cages are banned, there have been reports that say the alternative to battery cages are colony cages. Is this a viable option for safe egg farming, or are we looking at an option that isn't much better?
Colony cages, they aren't any better than a battery cage. A hen in a colony cage has space the size of an A4 sheet of paper to themselves, whereas battery was a little bit less than a sheet of paper. So you have larger cages with even more birds shoved inside of them. Colony cages breach the same law as battery cages, and that's, you know, not allowing them the ability to express normal patterns of behaviour. And around the world, these cages are being banned and gotten rid of for the same reason. But here in New Zealand, they are still allowed despite the clear issues.
So moving forward, what in SAFE's eyes is the next step to ensuring the safety of New Zealand's working hens?
So we would like to see a ban on all caged farming systems in New Zealand. You know, the lack of action from the New Zealand government banning all cages is causing millions of animals to languish in conditions our laws are supposed to protect them from. So that's the first step. We would like to see all cages gone for good in New Zealand.
Beyond the next step, what do you think could be done to make the egg industry more ethical in the future?
The words egg industry and ethical, they don't go together. There are a few reasons why. From the get-go, male chicks, they can't grow up to lay eggs, so they're considered to be waste products. So within a day of hatching, male chicks are killed in a pretty horrific way. They're minced alive, essentially. Another reason why egg farming isn't ethical is because it's routine practice to kill hens when they're about 18 months of age, and this is because they can't lay enough eggs to be as profitable as a younger hen. These animals are being pushed to their physical limits. They're used up and then they're thrown away. So no matter the farming system, cage, barn, free range, commercially farmed hens are and will always be treated like egg-laying machines. And so that's why when people ask, you know, what is the best option then? The best option is to try the cruelty-free egg replacements out there. They're affordable, they taste good, and they don't contribute to the exploitation of hens.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.